Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Hey, it's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, and I am going to tell you the long, traumatic, dramatic story of the ColoGuard box that I shit into over the weekend. There's a lot of, really scientific terms, and you're probably not going to like this.
You're not good at marketing.
Maybe just
this
skip
secret
this
show
one.
Is about Sarah's ass. You're going to love
isn't
it.
Oh, there about it is. My ass. It's kind about my cucka. Don't listen to it. See you tomorrow.
I don't know if I would.
Is this
tell
for
you.
The secret show?
Oh, I don't know if I would even tell it on.
The, okay, then.
I don't know if it's just for.
Then tell it before the secret show. What is it?
Well, I'm already rolling, so should I just?
Should have. Don't worry about Alex.
Should I?
What happened?
Should I drop this pre?
Well, I'll tell you what. Roll it. Okay. Let's see how it goes.
Okay. I can always dump. It's all good.
Nice,
will you
Alex.
Though? What if I really do? Maybe
nice,
I shouldn't do
Axel.
This.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, tell me what's going on. What happened? Is this right. about Fronty and the Mill
oh,
Valley
no.
Show?
No, no,
festival?
That was absolutely great. He
oh,
gave
okay.
me we got VIP tickets and we had a great time and loved it. Sweated, like just so sweaty that, over there. You know, you get up, you're dancing, and the sun is just beating on you, and I just at some point you just give up. You're like, oh well, I'm a sweat hog.
Okay.
You know? I'm a
sweat
hog.
What's the problem?
It's not about that. It's not. There's really not a problem either. It's just kind of funny something that happened to me over the weekend that I was just like really debating whether or not I want to. I mean, it's awful and it's about cucka. So
shit.
That's what I just said.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I went to the doctor a couple weeks ago, you know, she gave me a ton of shit again about, you know, you got to go get a colonoscopy. You got to go do. And I'm like, I'm like, all right, listen. Is there anything else I can do besides that to, you know, get this done? Is there nothing?
Yeah, you can shit in a box.
Yeah. Yep. You can get
so
a
you
shit
just shit
kit.
In a box?
Yep, that's it. All right, so let's get on to the...
was that it?
Let's get on to the
wait,
other
wait, did you
things.
Shit in a box?
Yeah.
So you went into the bathroom and squatted over the... Or did you pull the poop out with tongs and put it into the box after the fact?
All I know is I didn't have to go get a colonoscopy. I mean, you might end up having to get one, but I was like, you're over here telling me I got to go get a colonoscopy and you got to do this and you got to plan out a whole day and you got to set a day aside and you got to clean yourself out top to bottom and then you got to go in there and get under the sedation, you know, and the whatever it is, the half-ass sedation that they do so you're all fucking relaxed and loopy and shit. All
oh,
this
no,
shit.
Oh, no, they knock you out. You're gone.
Well, whatever it is.
Yeah, you're gone.
You know,
you're out.
Mm-hmm. You're not, right, you're not part and parcel of the whole thing, whether it's the half sedation or the full goodbye. Because sometimes people will watch it, you know, they'll stick that tube up there and you can watch on the monitor and see what's going on.
Mm.
Oh.
So she's telling me all this stuff, right? And I go, isn't there any place else we can eat? Arby's. So, and she goes, well, you could do the shit kit. She didn't say that.
Okay.
That's my name for it. Also, the cucka bucket. Like, I've got a couple names for it. Because it's a thing. So.
What kind of container is it? Is it like a,
it's like a bio,
Chinese
it's like
takeout
a, no,
container? Or?
No, it isn't like that.
Okay.
No. It's like a biohazard thing.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it's fucking legit, right? So I don't, and it's pricey too, from what I understand. I mean, it's not the cost of a colonoscopy or anything. But John goes, so I'm taking the thing apart. And I'm laying out, you know, getting the instructions and looking at all the shit I got to do and literal
shit
that I got to
do.
And he goes, he's like, fuck, I'd just go in with the colonoscopy. I'm like, well, of course you would, because no one fucking finger bangs you in the asshole every single time you go into the, you don't hate that.
Finger bangs you in the asshole.
Telling you, I'm like, fuck that noise. I'm like, you know, because then you got to shit everything out. Like, it's the whole thing to get a colonoscopy. I'm like, I'm going to just take a shit in this little bucket. I'm going to fucking screw the lid back down. Turns out there's more that you have to do.
Oh.
What?
Not that much more or anything, but you got to fuck with it a little bit. right? So you set it up, and there's like a contraption you put over your toilet when you when you got the urge, and you have to be prepared because you know the urge comes on you. You don't want to be fucking around with the shit kit. Yeah. You want it to be you've got to be ready to go.
Yeah.
So you go in there, and you're only not supposed to give them. It's not supposed to be the whole amount. It's just supposed to be, you know, a taste, a portion. Taste of it, just a little.
So you want to cut it off midway
through.
Like one
log, right?
I see. Okay.
So now you got to stop what you're doing, and you've got to remove the bucket that's under the seat. So you've got to, you know, because they don't want anything else in there. There's not supposed to be any pee in there, and there's not supposed to be obviously no toilet paper or any of that stuff. So you got to stop. And then you gotta be careful because that is the last that you never want to fall while holding that. It's a big bucket. It's a good size. Well, it's like I don't know. It's like a short coffee can, like a big.
Would you say that you only put the first wave of your shit in the bucket and then you pulled that out and did the second and third waves into
separately.
The toilet?
Yes.
Ah.
You have to. Because they tell you, you can't do more than this.
How much is that?
There's like a bottle of liquid, and they're like, this bottle of liquid has to cover what you've put into this box. It's for shipping. It's got to, I don't know, keep it moist. Don't ask me. I don't know what it's for, and I would fucking hate to have the job. I would hate to be the person who opens up shit kits all day, every day, day after day. I hope that they are paid so much money. That's probably why the kit's so fucking expensive, because they're like, you know, we got to pay people to do this and nobody wants the job. So then the other thing you have to do, you poop in there, and that's horrifying enough, right? So you're like, okay, well now I'm traveling through the house to get the lid to put back on this thing, right?
You couldn't bring the lid with you to the bathroom, huh?
I didn't bring it in there. I forgot. All right. So I'd set it all up, you know, but like the kit is out like on a flat surface, you know, in the one room, and then the bathroom's off the one room, but there's no like flat surfaces in that bathroom other than the floor. So I didn't leave all the shit on the floor.
Right.
I mean, the stuff on the
floor.
Yeah,
don't use the word shit.
I know.
Other than shit other stuff. In this story, because it's confusing.
It is confusing. I don't leave any of the other paraphernalia on the floor.
Right.
So I go in and I go to the bathroom, and then you have to scoop some of it. You get the main sample in the good sized bucket, which goes in a biohazard kit. Like the whole thing goes back to the company. And then you have to take this little dabber that has grooves on it, and you have to cover that. You have to get that covered in stuff. And
shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then you stick it back into the test tube thing and screw the top on. And then goes...
Like a COVID tester.
Like that, kind of. Okay. Yeah, you get it in there. Mm-hmm. But then you keep the, you know, everything that's got poop on it is inside. It's perfectly contained. And you screw that back on and you put it in the box. And then the clock starts. You got to label everything, too. You have to fill out these labels and, you know, say it's you. I was like, oh, should I just say it's John's? No, I don't want anyone knowing it's mine. But I feel like, you know, people who work in these labs, they don't care that much about anything. Their life is awful. So then the clock starts. So this is Saturday. It's all set. It's 8 in the morning and the thing's all set. I'm like, yep, okay, my job here is done. John, get rid of the shit kit. That's, you know, I put it on his desk, the whole thing. It's like all sealed up. It's ready to go. Don't worry. Nothing was not going to leak. Everything's fine. So then I wake up Sunday morning, and I'm like, fuck, the shit kit is still here. Like, you have a limited time.
What?
Get it back to the thing. Anyone, an adult at my house, did not bring this thing to the UPS store.
What the
fuck? I know.
Well, what are you doing in this mix? It's your
I put it where it goes.
Yeah, where it goes is not on his desk. It goes to the UPS store.
He's gonna walk away.
I mean, I get that John's your other half and does, you know, three quarters of the work around here, but come on, you don't leave that with that dude.
I put it on his desk, and it was still there the next morning. So, look,
what's
a lot
the expiration time on that? How long?
They say don't do it on a day when you can't drop it. You have to be able to drop it off either that day or the next day. So I'm like, fuck, it's Sunday. Like, everything's going to be closed. So we found an open UPS store, though. We're fine. But
even though it's going to sit in their store for a night, it's leaving today. It didn't leave Sunday.
It's some kind of overnight air thing, which is probably part of the reason it's so expensive, right? Is that it's some, but you're right. I mean, it's a Sunday. I'm like, I'm going to have to fucking do this again. But I will say, now that I have one under my belt, it was really easy. And anything's better than going in for a colonoscopy. So there you go.
By comparison, it's incredibly easy. Colonoscopy, just the prep alone is a
pain. Whole thing.
Pain in the ass is a bad probably word.
But that's exactly what it is.
But then the whole, you can't even get an Uber ride. You got to get a person in your life to drive you, drop you off, let you do the deal, and then come back and get you. And for mine, I got knocked out, like out. I went out on the table, like they give you the stuff, but I came back in a whole other room.
In like the recovery room?
Yeah, I like woke up and went, I'm already done and in another room. And then they give you the old, listen, if you've got a ride, we can, you know, take 10 minutes and they'll come get you. Otherwise, you're not leaving.
Right. You know, that's the thing, too, is that, like, not only is that part of your day shot, but you're fucked up from being under and the whole recovery. It's not like you jump up and you go to a show that night or anything. Like, that whole fucking day is... And the night before, you're fucked up because you can't eat anything. And you've had to empty everything out.
No, it's a
and
lot.
And it's almost like traumatic how much stuff you have to drink, how much awful tasting stuff you have to drink to clean yourself out for this thing. I'm like, this is amazing.
Now, you know, colon cancer, worse. The other things that could go wrong if you don't get these tests done, worse. And for sure, I did it and I thought this will be, you know, I'll get it done and then I'm done. And they went, we found some polyps. We're going to check them. Oh. And I was like, huh? And they went,
okay. So they snipped them off and then they take them for a biopsy.
Yeah, they take them off and they're benign. But they go, listen, because you are growing these things. And I'm like, I've grown two of them in my whole life. Mm-hmm. There's no chance they're back in 3 years. They're like, well, you will be. You're coming back in 3 years, which is this summer. This summer, on our vacation,
yay!
I will be getting a colonoscopy. And it has to happen on vacation because it can't happen during the week on a work day.
Well, unless you're taking a sick day, which is, you know, people do that.
People do that. But I'm just like, it's too much during work. It's too much.
Well, it's a lot. And, you know, the thing about us is, and I decided to tell you guys about this because I mean, and I guess now that it's taken this long, I guess.
Leave it in.
Are we leaving this in? Because we don't have to. It is like,
I think it's the great thing
where we're talking about something that most people are not going to be. Should we do a disclaimer?
Well,
Put this at the beginning. Okay. Of the thing. Hey, it's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. And I am going to tell you the long, traumatic, dramatic story of the ColoGuard box that I shit into over the weekend. There's a lot of, you know, really scientific terms, and you're probably not going to like this.
You're not good at marketing.
Maybe
this
skip
this show
one.
Is about Sarah's ass. You're going to love
it. It's about my ass. It's kind about my cucka. Don't listen to it. See you tomorrow. Okay? Just put that at the beginning.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Got it.
I think this is great because, you know, it does. I like learning new things on this show. It's like one of my favorite things about the show. You learn things that you otherwise would not have.
Okay. Hold on. Here's your takeaway, though, Bren.
What is?
You got to fucking ask. She was walking me down the path where I got to go get a colonoscopy.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm like,
there's an option. Yeah.
And she goes, oh, yeah, you can do this colon thing. I'm like, what I want to do.
And I don't know what she said to you about it. I was told the ColoGuard is not nearly as accurate as
it's
the...
Nope.
And so you go, all right, well, had that been offered to me initially, I also would have chosen ColoGuard, even with them saying, it's not as accurate. I would say, let's try this first.
Let's
that's
go
a,
with this.
The other thing's a lot. Mm-hmm. And while I'm nervous about any kind of cancer, I also don't want treatments that... is invasive the word?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. That is
I don't really want that much stuff going on to an otherwise healthy body. It's not like I shat blood and went in and they said, oh, fuck, we got to look inside you and see what's... No, there's nothing.
Yeah.
This is just a general rule. when you're 50, you got to do this. Great.
Procedure.
And they don't tell you that. And she goes, she looks at my chart. She's like, oh, okay, well. You know what's crazy, though, is my dad has some stuff going on right now. And he's older. You know, they say the law, if you're old enough, you're going to get prostate cancer. And they basically just sort of mitigate it without going doing the super aggressive, debilitating removals and chemo and stuff.
Right.
But there's some scary stuff, really scary additional stuff that's kind of going on with that. And so all of that and then this thing going on with it, there was a part of me that was like, maybe I should. Maybe I should just fucking do it. And then I went, I don't want to. And I went with the Cologuard. So, you know, for a minute there, I did think about it, though. You know, just so you know, I felt like it, but then I didn't.
Nice, sir.
All right, the end.
Thanks. Oh, the end of the show?
Yes, and thank you for not listening, because you definitely did not make it here to the end. So, there you go. All right. All right, you're welcome.